They thought I was crazy. I heard it was a scam. I heard it was too expensive. It was dangerous, and I had them done anyway.
If you've been looking into dental implants, especially the kind where you get permanent teeth just 24 hours after surgery, you may have people questioning your decision. So today, we're breaking down the top 10 most common objections that people like you may hear about getting dental implants.
I am here to tell you if any of those 10 are actually true.
All right, Trish. Okay. Diving in, objection number one. I've heard horror stories about dental implants. Did you hear any scary stories about dental implants before deciding to go forward yourself?
Do we have enough time? I heard tons of scary stories. And you sort of take it with a grain of salt. You hear scary stories of somebody who got one dental implant that it may have failed because they did not take care of themselves. So when you hear about getting full mouth implants, upper and lower, crazy things started going through my head. I did quite a bit of research from dentists to national companies, local companies, and that was my one concern. What was their success rate? And if there's any issues, how are they going to help me?
So what ultimately made you decide to trust your gut and get dental implants?
Too many years of failing teeth. Everything that I went to go get done, it was going to take anywhere from 5 to 10 years between getting a partial bridge, a single implant. So when something was going to be done, I was going to have to heal. So that long time frame, I needed to find another solution. So that's why I started my research 2 years prior to having my dental implants with Nubia.
Okay, Trish. So horror stories of your own regarding your dental implants to share today?
No horror stories, but I have a lot to share with you guys.
All right. Well, let's move on to objection number two. Okay. You should do more research first. Are you sure this is the right move? Did anyone in your life say that you should talk to more dentists or get a second opinion or tell you that you didn't do enough research before getting your dental implants?
So I did not just pick the first person that I saw on the computer that came up on Facebook. I did research. So I spent 2 years here in Phoenix, local and national companies, and I went in and had consultations with these individuals to learn what it would be like to have full dental implants. And could I be a candidate? And every single one told me a different story.
What helped you feel confident moving forward without waiting any longer?
After I did all my research, I knew that there was other answers out there. So I came across Nubia. I started researching what they had to offer. And I saw being able to get permanent teeth 24 hours after surgery. And at first I was like, how can this happen? And I started seeing the results of these patients and how happy they were and how Nubia has changed their lives. So I'm like, this is going to be my last one that I'm going to meet with. If it wasn't going to be with Nubia, I didn't know what I was going to do.
Tell me just a little bit about what makes Nubia's procedure different and why you had confidence in their procedure versus all those other places that you went to prior.
A lot of the companies wanted to put you in a temporary arch for quite a few months. Hmm. And most of them told me anywhere from 8 months to a year, I would have to keep changing out these temporary arches before I could even get into a permanent smile. That would be 1 year down the road.
Oh, wow. So you would go and have the surgery and get teeth, but they would not be your permanent
teeth?
No,
they were not.
They would literally be temporary teeth.
Temporary
teeth.
Hence
the nickname temps.
Yes.
That sounds awful.
It was, and when I started seeing what they look like,
yeah,
they weren't very attractive. And I already had issues already. I need some attractiveness going on. And these temporaries were not going to help me.
Okay. Okay. I love your candidness. This is good. This is good because you are a real dental implant patient.
Yes.
You went through the process, but I think you're the perfect person to talk to help dispel all of these objections because you did over 2 years of research. That
says
a lot.
Because I'm one that I'm just not going to make a decision with the first thing that I research. Mm-hmm. I want to know my pros and my cons, good, bad, and ugly. And so that's something that I've always done in my life, if it's from a car to a house. So if I'm going to put this much investment in myself, I want to make sure I was making the right decision.
All right. This is good stuff. we're getting the tea today. Objection number three, teeth in 24 hours sounds like a scam. How can you really heal properly in 24 hours? Trish, I really do hear this one a lot. It's too fast to heal. So what did your friends, family, social circle have to say about this idea of going in for surgery, 24 hours later getting not just temporary teeth, but permanent teeth?
They were all sort of scared when I told them that I'm going to have surgery on a Thursday. I'm going to have my permanent smile Friday afternoon. And they're like, how can that happen? You can't heal. You've got stitches. You've got all these things going on. How can they put a permanent arch in your mouth and it's going to be not a temporary one? And I let them know, speaking with the doctors during my consultation, they explained with their arches how it's set. They're going to have that healing process during that 2 weeks, that 4 months. So they have this process and they have the process knowing that that healing process is going to happen.
And you're not pulling anything in and out of your mouth.
No.
So that there is less of a chance to be disrupting what's still healing.
Correct.
Oh, that makes so much sense. All right. Objection number four. I've never heard of Nuvia. Are they really legit? Trish, did anyone question your choice because they hadn't heard of Nuvia before?
When I said the name Nuvia, I had so many friends and family couldn't even pronounce it. They were messing that up to start out with. And that was their concern. They're all like, where did you find them? I've never seen a commercial. How long have they been around? So they were sort of adding additional thoughts in my head of, am I making the right decision? Like I said, they were the last ones I met with. That's one of the best things that they offered is they treated me as a person and not a number.
I like that. I like that. That's a big deal because this is a big surgery that you're going in for, a big procedure, a life-changing procedure.
Yes.
I want you to take some care in what you're doing, and I want to feel like you want me to be there.
Yes.
It's not some sort of like cattle call.
And one of the reasons that I think that Nuvia has been so successful is that they have in-house labs. They did not have to send my scans out and wait a week, 2 weeks to get that first round of temporary arches before you would even get your permanent. So that in-house is that opportunity that makes that 24 hours very accessible.
What other things does Nuvia do that you think helped your final result?
There's just not one doctor that is doing the surgery. There is your surgeon, you have your restorative, and your CRNA. They are there to make sure you're comfortable, that you're gonna have the best nap of your life, and you don't remember anything, and you come back out of your sleep, and you don't remember that you're going from having trouble with your previous teeth, you just had your extractions, and 24 hours later, you're gonna be smiling.
Sounds like you almost come out of the nap groggy, but then immediately you're going to be excited because the next day you're going to get a new smile.
You do, because everybody's all like, oh, you're going to be asleep for 3-4 hours. And it changes depending on the patient. Mm-hmm. So I went in there. They said, count to 10. I don't even know if I got to 10. I think I might have got to 3. And then the next thing I know, they're waking me up going, Trish, how you feeling? I'm like, I'm done.
What?
And it was just so funny because like back in the day when you get your wisdom teeth out, your parents always want to record you. I'm very fortunate that probably my family wasn't there because they probably would have had fun recording something stupid that I said.
All right. This is a big one.
Okay.
Objection number 5.
Okay.
It seems too expensive. Why not just get dentures? They're cheaper. So let's talk about a big one, money.
Okay.
Did anyone tell you that dental implants were too expensive or wouldn't be worth it?
Very much so. I had quite a few friends that thought I was crazy to invest in myself. I had family that had the dentures. So I saw what they went through. And like you said, it is cheaper, but they were having to go back every year, every 2 years, whatever it was, because it broke. It didn't fit right, that they had to glue stuff in and they couldn't eat. And dentures cover your palate. And that was...
What does that mean, that it covers your palate?
It covers the roof of your mouth. Mm-hmm. So when a denture covers the roof of your mouth, you cannot taste your food properly. And you want to enjoy what you're eating. You want to enjoy what you're putting into your mouth. And with a denture, my grandmother, I swear, I can hear her saying this now, is that was her worst decision, was getting a denture But back in the day, that's all they had.
I've got a question for you, and it kind of falls under this money category, Trish.
Okay.
Don't have to answer it if you don't want to.
Okay.
But I'm sure people did have questions or concerns about how you were going to pay for your dental implants. We got nosy Nellies, you know. Mm-hmm. How is she going to afford those? How is she going to pay for those?
Yes.
Do you mind sharing if that was hard for you or if it wasn't, and maybe how you paid for your dental implants?
I'm a huge budget person. That's probably my pros and cons. That's just my analytical brain. And that was when, just like when you buy a car or a house, you see that sticker price, you see that amount, and your brain starts thinking, how am I going to do this? And I thought of, what can I cut back on? What have I been doing that can change? So I looked at a couple of different things. So I made some changes in the family budget.
Okay.
I was very fortunate that I had some equity in my home. And so I looked at, is it better to try and do a loan, or is it better that I can borrow some equity out of my house?
Smart.
So I did a little bit of two things. So I did utilize the equity in my home, but then I also cut back on quite a few things that saved me money. So I'm still saving that money, putting that towards my implants, plus using my equity as well.
Nice. So you basically just said, this is something I want to do.
Correct.
Nuvia, which is where you went, does offer options for payment plans and different financing. So you said, I'm going to find a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear a lot of people take a look at life a little different when there's something really big that they want, something that they know will make life better. And maybe it is a bit of an investment. They say, hey, where am I kind of wasting money?
Mm-hmm.
I know a gentleman by the name of Sean, who actually added up his Starbucks bill. And he was a smoker too. And by cutting out the coffee, making bougie coffee at home, and then working on his addiction, not only did he get healthier, but he was able to kick that addiction. And then bam, he's got beautiful new teeth too.
And one of the things, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I love my smoothies.
Oh yeah.
So any place that I can find here in the Valley that has a smoothie, I love it. And those range $8, $9, $10, $15, depending on where you go.
Yeah.
I went and purchased a blender. It was a nicer blender. So I'm like, okay, if I'm going to get a cheapy one, it's not going to be the same. It's going to break.
You get what you pay for. Right.
So I will say that I put a little bit more money into it.
Yeah.
And those smoothies that I make at home, cost for what I have to pay for and what I would go to the store, I could get 2 to 3 at home than going for the cost of going to the store.
Yeah, and getting one.
Getting one at the smoothie place.
Smart.
And so that was one of the things I did. So I started doing that before I started seeing what was going to make me happy. I had the rest of my life. I needed to figure out what was going to make me happy. And then it was time to invest in myself, because I was always helping the family around, and it was now my turn. I know it may sound selfish, but I needed to be happy.
All right, so let's put this objection to rest. Were dental implants too expensive?
It depends on the person.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be a jigsaw puzzle anymore. If I could not have done this, that's what I would have been the rest of my life, was a jigsaw puzzle, because not one dentist or one specialist wanted to help me. They kept on sending me to different companies and different organizations, different individuals, to let somebody else help me. Nobody wanted to help me at all.
So let me say this. I don't think you can put a price on finally getting the help that you needed, huh?
Sorry. That has changed my life. Oh, thought I'd be okay. Sorry. Okay.
How does it feel to know that someone was able to help you in a time when no one else could?
It's unexplainable. It really is. Because when you're told no, you're told that you're going to be a jigsaw puzzle, that nobody's ever going to help you. Nobody's going to love you. And I was scared because I was afraid that Nubi wasn't going to help me. And where would I be? If I did not take this chance to go see Nuvia, I would not be sitting here today with you to let people know, don't give up on yourself. Please don't give up on yourself. If there's a bump on the road, that's fine, because I hit a lot of bumps. Trust me, I hit a lot of bumps before I got these teeth. And I'm so happy that I did.
Bumpy roads are what give you character.
Yeah.
Give you stories to tell.
Oh, God. Arizona has enough bumpy roads, and I had a life of bumpy roads. Yeah.
Do you feel like making the decision to say yes mm-hmm. to dental implants and go with Nuvia really was the start of a new, nice, smooth road for you? Was it the start of a new chapter?
It was. Each time I go into the office, I say thank you, thank you, thank you. And they're always saying thank you to me because they're my second family. They are truly your second family because, yes, you see them. They see you in your good, bad, and ugly. Mm-hmm. They get to see you from no smile to the smile reveal, and they're all in that room with you.
Yeah.
And they've seen you for the last couple of months of where you were and where you've gone to. And you never know what that future is going to bring you.
Love it. Trish, we're covering a lot.
Okay.
And now we're going to get into some not so fun stuff.
Oh, goodness.
Objection number 6, it must be painful. So were your friends telling you that, hey, this sounds painful, recovery could be worse than you ever expect? What kind of objections did you hear regarding pain, and what was your real experience?
That's the first thing is everybody says, it's going to be painful. You're having all of your teeth removed. How can that not be painful? And if you think about it, I was in pain with my original teeth. So I was thinking, if I have to be in a little bit of pain after the surgery, that's just going to be something that's going to go over quickly versus being in pain every single day. So after my surgery, I came home. I was packed in ice. I had that lovely ice face mask.
Yeah.
And I'm changing the ice and I'm following the post-op instructions of if you need pain medications, things along those lines. I honestly did not have any pain.
Oh, wow. Would you call it more discomfort?
It was more the tightness, the discomfort.
Yeah.
It was not like I've got excruciating pain shooting down my jaw. Yeah. So mine was more discomfort because your mouth is open and they're removing those teeth, but it's nothing that you can't overcome.
Well, my next question was going to be, what surprised you the most? And I feel like It probably was that you didn't really have pain.
It was
more discomfort.
It was more discomfort. And some people say that they bruise. I honestly thought I was going to bruise because sometimes medication mm-hmm. causes bruising. It could be a lot of different things. Some people are not on medication. They bruise for barely bumping into the door. You never know. Some people bruise. Some people don't. Some people get swollen. Mm-hmm. I have enough chubby cheeks. So if I did have some swelling, this sounds bad, but if I had swelling, I may not have noticed because I've got chubby cheeks. So, oh well. But I did not bruise and I did not have the discomfort that some people thought I was going to have. And I said I had more pain, like I said, with my original teeth, as well as when I would get a cap or have a root canal.
Oh, yeah.
Because those are not the most less painful adventures that are out there, but it was going to be something that I was willing to do knowing that my final outcome was going to be no pain the rest of my life.
Okay, Trish, objection number 7, mm-hmm. is it really safe and reliable long-term? Did anyone warn you that something this fast might not last?
That's something that is a concern, just like anything else. They're intended to be for the rest of your life. Here I am 2.5 years later, and I've never had an issue. If I would, I know that they're a phone call away. I can call and say, this doesn't feel right. Mm-hmm. You talk to them. And if it was something that I need to come in for, they'll get me in and make sure everything is good to go. But I've not had any issues. I'm confident that everything is going to be perfectly fine.
And what about a warranty? Does Nuvia offer a warranty for your teeth?
Yes, they do. Having the warranty does have that extra confidence because that's something that I know. If there is an issue, they're a phone call away.
Okay, objection number 8, this sounds risky.
Mm-hmm.
What if something goes wrong? Is this something you heard from the people around you? And were you nervous something might go wrong, especially because of how fast Nuvia's procedure is?
I wasn't nervous about that. Yes, there's a risk because there's a risk in life. There's a risk driving down the street. There's a risk everywhere. But knowing after talking to the doctors, knowing what every step was going to be, knowing that team of doctors were going to be in there with me and going to be with me for the long haul, that sort of helped sort of put any concerns to the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am being able to talk to you guys, the ones that are here not knowing what your next step's going to be. Don't give up. Go in for that consultation.
I like that you mentioned knowing each step of the way, mm-hmm. because I think, again, knowledge
is power,
confidence. It's power. I want to share an interesting statistic, and that is the success rate at Nuvia from 2022 to 2024 was 99.13%.
That's huge.
That is huge. And you need to think about the thousands of implants that are placed over, you know, the course of each of those years, 99.13%. And you actually mentioned yourself, you've had your teeth for 2.5 years.
Correct.
And you've had no issues.
No issues.
That's awesome. That gives me confidence. If I knew somebody who needed dental implants, I would certainly feel very confident telling them to go to Nuvia and get your consultation, hear what they have to say.
Correct.
Right?
Because if you don't do that initial call to set up that consultation, you'll never know if that no was going to be a yes. And that's what a lot of people are afraid of. They're afraid of it being another no. And that was me, because I was being told no for so many companies. I didn't know, did I want to hear another no? But I'm so happy that I put my big girl pants on, mm-hmm. made the call, and went in for that consultation.
Let the consultation be the first step,
correct.
Right? To like changing a lot of things in your life.
Correct.
Or letting
yes.
it help you get to a better place,
correct.
Physically, like it did for you.
Yes.
Objection number 9, Trish. I love you just the way you are. Don't change. Yep. And this one's tricky because it does come from a good place. It comes from concern. It comes from somebody just wanting you to know that they accept you the way you are.
Correct.
Did you hear this from anyone?
Oh, yes. I heard that from quite a few people. And when you hear that they love you the way they are, yes, that is true. But you have to love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't be your best person. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was at. Because I had struggled for all of these years my dental problem started at the age of 5. And so I looked back to all these pictures, I wasn't smiling. I didn't smile in my wedding pictures. And so looking back at that type of stuff, I didn't take pictures with my daughter when she was a child because I didn't like the way I looked. So here we are, fast forward 20 plus years, and everybody says, oh, you're perfect, you're this. But inside, there was something missing. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I had to do this. I needed to be happy myself, because if I'm not happy, how am I going to be the best person for everybody else around me?
You just feel like something's always holding you back. Like you're not your true person.
Correct.
You're not yourself.
And I'm one that was always, I was the extrovert. I was always doing stuff. But as my teeth started failing me more and more over the past 10 years, I started being that introvert. I was pulling in. I was not that extrovert. I was not the one that wanted to be out doing everything, volunteering, what have you. I turned it the other way and I was staying more inside. And so when COVID hit, I was so excited to wear a mask. Mm. That was my favorite.
That's sad to hear though.
Yes.
You know, that's sad to hear because I know you mm-hmm. and you are a happy-go-lucky, mm-hmm. outgoing, vivacious person. Mm-hmm. So to think that something, well, it's a big deal, but something like your teeth, mm-hmm. health, can cause you to completely shut down. Like, that's sad.
Yeah, I shut down completely.
And I think ultimately, it probably felt good that people cared enough to say, I love you the way you are, honey, don't change.
Yes.
But did you do this for reasons other than your appearance and how you looked and just how you were perceived? But were there other things that made you want to move forward with this procedure?
My health. Mm. Because there are so many reports, there's so many research with doctors that are out there saying that your mouth is a roadmap to the rest of your body. So with that being said, I knew I was going to get my life back. I was going to get my world back. But then I was also looking at my health because I'm still too young. I still have hopefully another 50 plus years of living out here that I'm going to be able to be a lot more healthy for my family, hopefully grandkids down the road. At the end of the day, I realized that my poor oral health was affecting the rest of my body and that needed to be fixed. And knowing that being able to get rid of the teeth that were causing this was going to get my health back for me.
And you just really answered our last objection with what you shared. Number 10 is why do something now?
And Trish, you've shared that you've had dental problems since you were 5. I can't imagine what that was like. How old were you when you had the procedure done?
It was in 2022. So I was 49 years old.
49. So for anybody out there who's getting those objections, maybe they're in their 40s or 50s or 60s or 70s, why do this now?
And I've seen that. I've seen people ask those questions, like I said, on a Facebook page, is that there's people out there, they're afraid that they're too old. Age is a number.
Yeah.
How do you want to live the rest of your life?
Yes.
And if you're like myself, I love traveling. I didn't travel for years because of this. I have traveled more in the last 2.5 years than I had the previous 10 to 15 years. In my 1 year of having my dental implants, my daughter and I went on a 7-day Alaskan cruise.
Fun.
So it's what you make of it.
And you smiled and you ate and you took pictures. Oh, I can just imagine how much fun you had.
We had over 2,000 pictures taken.
Cheryl better have that good memory card on her phone.
I had over 2,000 pictures between my camera,
yeah,
my daughter's camera, and her iPad. We had more pictures, and my daughter still to this day going, Mom, why are you taking so many pictures? I have to make up for all these years that I didn't take pictures with you.
Yeah.
So yes, that's one of those things that I want to be in the moment. And I'm not hiding behind people when I take a picture. I'm the one that's in front. I'm the one with the selfie stick.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's doing all these fun pictures. And I look at myself going, it looks crazy, but oh well, I'm smiling and I'm enjoying it. I'm happy.
You know, at the end of the day, you can't put a price on your happiness or your health. You're doing it because you have all those many more years in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be happy and healthy.
Exactly.
Well, Trish, what would you tell someone who is listening right now and they are facing even one or two of the objections that we talked about today, or skepticism from their friends and family about moving forward with dental implants?
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell them?
Invest in yourself. If nobody else wants to invest in you, you need to do it for yourself and be happy. If you are wanting to have dental implants just like I did, there's a link below to obtain the dental cost guide for you.
If you guys have enjoyed watching this show, please leave us a comment in the comment section, like or share this video so that others who are going through exactly what you're going through can also get this valuable information. And until next time,
keep smiling.
Thanks for tuning in. If this episode was helpful, a rating or a review goes a long way in helping others find it too.